Good morning, everybody. Again, I'm Sarah Maness, and my presentation will be an overview of sexual health in Florida among adolescents to set the stage for the other presentations to come. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So our study purpose for this project was to compare Florida and U.S. high school youth in sexual behaviors, and we did this overall and also by gender, grade level, and race, ethnicity to identify potential disparities. A little background. The United States itself has higher rates of teenage pregnancy and teen births than other developed countries, also higher rates of sexually transmitted infections, and Florida youth have been disproportionately affected by both of these sexual health outcomes. The public health significance for sexually transmitted infections, not only adverse physical health outcomes, but also economic, social outcomes, and then also the transmission of STIs is a big problem in the United States and especially in Florida. Also, adolescent pregnancy has a negative association with academic achievement, also bigger social implications, economic implications for the country as a whole, as well as health implications for the individual and the child born to an adolescent mother, including hypertension, anemia, preterm birth, and low birth weight. So here's a little overview of sexually transmitted infections just in Florida. We are second in the nation for abortion rates among females aged 15 to 19. Two-thirds of STIs are diagnosed among people under 25 in our state. And also Florida is third in the nation for diagnosed AIDS cases, of which youth represent 19% of all new infections. So this just lets you know where Florida stands. And here's a little map showing the rates of diagnoses of HIV infection among adolescents. And as you can see, Florida is dark purple. So after DC, Maryland, and Louisiana, Florida has the fourth highest rates of HIV diagnoses. So for this study, we looked at the 2011 CDC Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which I'll refer to as the YRBS. And this survey is nationally representative for high school students in grades 9 through 12. So what we were able to do is use the national survey that is implemented by CDC and compare it with a state survey, which has the same questions but is a different sample of Florida youth, and that is put on by the Florida Department of Health. So we analyzed data between those two surveys. The specific measures that we looked at were the following: whether youth reported ever having had sexual intercourse, early sex, which was identified as intercourse before the age of 13, condom use at last sex, oral contraceptive pill use, which I'll refer to as OCPs from now on, and then also the use of long-acting reversible contraceptives, or LARCs, which in this study specifically included Depo-Provera, Nuvaring, Implanon, and IUD. So for our analyses, we did a t-test of weighted proportions, and we also looked at subgroup analyses by gender, grade level, and also race and ethnicity. And to do this, we used the CDC's online tool, the high school YRBS tool, and then we also used SAS version 9.3 to get some of the T statistics. Our results, we found statistically significant differences for Florida youth compared with US youth in three of the areas. We found that Florida youth were more likely to report early sex. They were less likely to have used OCPs, so oral contraceptives, and then also less likely to have used LARCs, or long-acting reversible contraceptives. So here I have just a portion of one of the tables that we presented, where you can see each of the questions that we looked at, Florida in the second column, and then the United States, and also which ones had a significant difference. So as you can see, the three I mentioned before, early sex, no OCP at last sex, and no LARC at last sex, were the three in which Florida was more likely. And then the U.S. was found to be more likely to have not used a condom at last sex. And there was no significant difference in reporting ever having had sex. In our subgroup analyses, we also had several interesting findings. We found subgroup differences in LARC use, that they were less likely among female, male, Hispanic, and white youth in Florida. We found that Florida males were more likely to have reported early sex, and that Florida black youth were less likely to have used OCPs. And then lastly, in the grade level analyses, we found that 10th, 11th, and 12th graders in Florida were less likely to have used LARCs. So in this study, there are several limitations that I'll mention. It was a secondary data analysis, so we used the questions of measures that had already been collected. We were not able to design our own questions. The YRBF does exclude homeschool youth and alternative settings, so we were not able to include those youth. It's also self-report data. And then lastly, because the national sample, the national survey that the CDC puts on, it is nationally representative and weighted, so that is not designed to be analyzed at the state level. So when we contacted CDC about getting the state identifiers to remove Florida from that sample to compare it to our state survey, we were instructed that not to remove the state data because then the national survey would no longer be representative. So there are some Florida youth included in the national survey, but this is a separate sample than the state Florida survey that we used. So our conclusions were that we did find differences in sexual health between youth in the U.S. as a whole and Florida youth in several areas, and that this provides us with an opportunity to examine areas for change and also to improve outcomes among Florida youth and sexual health. Some of these implications are to inform policy changes in Florida. First, in sexuality education, which we'll be talking more about in later sessions, including access to medically accurate and comprehensive sex education. And then another big area is improving access to sexual help. So things such as health insurance access for these adolescents, and also things like parental notice laws for abortion, for example. And that is all I have, so thank you very much. And I'll take questions.